We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
That game went in a ton of different directions, didn't it? LSU seemingly couldn't miss early. Michigan then counterpunched down the stretch of the first half, ultimately taking a one-point lead to the break after trailing for 18 of the first 20 minutes. Then the second half started. LSU a 10-2 run, Michigan 10 straight, LSU 12-3 run, then Michigan 14-1 from there, the Wolverines held on. So that was a roller coaster in and of itself. And then, you know, it's tough to win a game when your opponent has two players who combine for 57 points. But LSU got very little else from anyone not named Cam Thomas or Javonte Smart. The rest of the team, 21 points, 7 of 23 from the floor. On the flip side, Michigan offensively can go in so many different directions. Brandon Johns Jr. provided a spark early when Michigan was kind of in quicksand as LSU jumped out to the early lead. Eli Brooks hit several massive threes in the first half as a stabilizing force. Sean D. Brown Jr. delivered 14 in the second half. Franz Wagner, who was a bit quiet for the first 30 minutes or so, delivered a huge few plays late in that ball game. And I keep saying directions. Well, the game had plenty of directions it went. Michigan's offense and its team as a whole, even without Isaiah Livers, can do a lot of things, go in a lot of different directions. Well, we all know that this NCAA tournament can go in some dizzying directions, and the storylines and the conclusions and the hot takes that stem from those. Months of great work, all thrown away due to, let's face it, sometimes the randomness of 40 minutes of basketball. Ask in round one, Ohio State, or Texas, or Virginia, or Purdue. The list goes on and on every year. It is so hard to survive and advance in this tournament. Case in point, the last four dances, only two teams have moved on to the Sweet 16 in every one. Gonzaga and Michigan. Considering that the first three for the Wolverines came under the guidance of John Beilein, who left Ann Arbor with quite a legacy and quite an expectation for Michigan basketball, it is pretty darn incredible that Juwan Howard has been able to pick up that streak and match it in his first go. And that's just strictly in the framework of the basketball aspect. You can consider the challenges of this last 12-plus months as an additional burden to try to overcome. Regular season accomplishments matter, of course. Michigan hung a banner in the regular season, but you are ultimately measured by what you do in March, and more specifically in this tournament. So far, Juwan Howard and the Wolverines are 2-for-2. Considering everything, the game, the tournament itself, the expectations, that's big time. Because, yeah, I'm going to go there. This could have gone in a ton of different directions this tournament and this season. We chat with Juwan Howard, with Sean D. Brown Jr., with Terry Mills right here on this oh-so-sweet edition of Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
Michigan's postseason journey marches on as the Wolverines set up a date with Florida State on Sunday in the Sweet 16, Michigan over LSU 86-78. Michigan basketball's postseason journey is presented by Absopure. Been telling you about Absopure, proud Michigan company since 1908. It is the official bottled water of Michigan athletics. I bet you were needing some of that water to get the stress out after that ball game and during that ball game. It was a wild one. So as Michigan basketball journeys through the postseason, hydrate like a Wolverine and enjoy a bottle of Absopure natural spring water. It's available in Meijer and other grocery stores all throughout the state, or it can be brought right to you with at-home delivery service. Go to absopure.com to learn more about Absopure. Absopure, the official bottled water of Michigan athletics. Eli Brooks, I want to start there because Eli, he's such a stabilizer for this team. Juwan Howard has called him the glue guy. Phil Martelli has said he is the MVP of this team. There are so many incredible metrics, stats, things you can track in basketball. And Eli Brooks does a lot of those really well. But some of the things that we haven't quite found an instrument, a measurement, a formula, an equation to try to gauge, Eli brings those types of things to this ball club. And you felt like he was one of the guys who would be so focal and so important to this team in the post-Isaiah Livers era with Zay out indefinitely. But the reality is he's always been able to do what he's done as of late, and that's shoot the basketball and score. He's shooting north of 50% from three in the postseason. He comes up with a season-high 21. And even for Eli, who's always so calm, cool, and collected, that was a senior performance from a guy that didn't want to end his potentially collegiate career right then and there. He wanted to move on. And you think about some of the great efforts in recent years from players like that, from seniors who have been through the battles, who you know maybe didn't play a whole lot in the early stages of their career. Muhammad Ali, Abdul Rahman, Derek Walton Jr., Xavier Simpson. That was similar to what we saw from Eli Brooks here in this one. He was brilliant. And yeah, there were a ton of guys, as we talked about off the top, who did great work for this Michigan ball club. But what Eli brought, especially in that first half when momentum was tilting toward LSU, I mean, the Tigers did lead for almost 18 minutes of that first half. Eli kept Michigan afloat. Overall, though, I mean, what a roller coaster of a ride. That was wild. And, you know, it goes to show you, you look at the bracket, and it's easy to find the top seeds and move teams on. I looked at those 8-9 games pretty much throughout the four regions, and you're thinking, wait, Michigan might have to go through LSU, or even St. Bonaventure, who was a very good team. Of course, we saw what happened to Illinois with their loss to Loyola Chicago. I mean, Wisconsin, yeah, I know Baylor handled them, but Wisconsin's a team that's been a KenPom top 10, 15 type outfit for a while. We all know what they are capable of. Baylor beat them and beat them pretty good, but you know, that's a good ball club. The 8-9 matchup is always challenged. It's always sneaky, and Michigan got through it. LSU is so unique in the fact that I don't know how many times Michigan really messed up defensively, yet you still have Thomas and Smart going off for 57 combined. So you survive in advance. You get a Florida State team in the Sweet 16, and we'll have more on the Noles as we get ready for that one coming up on Sunday. But the last person I want to touch on is Shaun D. Brown Jr. This is a young man who came to Michigan, had to wait for a long time to find out if he would even have been eligible to play. Shaun D. at Wake Forest endured 11-20, 11-20, and 13-18, 35-58. And he went to a program that was coming off an NCAA tournament berth for the first time in a while at Wake Forest. It was a first four. They were ousted in that first four, but it felt like the program was on the up, and it did not continue. It stalled as it was trying that ascent from tournament qualifier to tournament contributor, somebody that would go deep into the dance. So for Shaun D., who had struggled in the last two games. Foul trouble really plagued him in the opener against Texas Southern. He missed all but one shot, a big make against Ohio State late in that game to pull Michigan within one, but he was 0 for outside of that in that matchup with Ohio State. And here he is when Michigan so desperately needed some assistance, some push, some rally against an LSU team that, listen, if they stay hot, if they get going, it's tough. I know their defense isn't great, but, I mean, if you're putting up the type of numbers and the type of shots and the type of makes that they were, what are you going to do, right? Doesn't matter how good or bad a team's defense is when they're doing that type of stuff. But Sean D, as you will hear in our conversation with him, he is so thankful to be here. He made a tremendous decision. He invested in this program. He bet on this program with 1 year of eligibility. And when you go through the type of losing that Sean D had to go through for 3 years, it's a big risk. You are putting a lot of trust, and he's not even starting. He started one game this season. He's not even out there in the starting five with Isaiah Livers injured, but he trusts the process. He just wants to win. And a season-high 21 on just 9 shots. An incredible effort. Michigan needed it. It got it. And boy, you think back to that great video of Juwan Howard and the team learning that Sean D would be eligible, and the dance and the excitement and the emotion from Sean D Brown. It came to fruition right here, and we'll ask him about that in a little bit. 86-78, Michigan winner over LSU. We'll hear from Sean D here momentarily. First, though, we got to get the national champs thoughts. Terry Mills on Michigan's victory to get to the Sweet 16, becoming old hat for T. Mills. He's used to working late into March, and we bring him in now to talk about another big Michigan postseason win. Terry, this Michigan ball club has talked about ever since Isaiah Livers went down that replacing him would be collective. They had to come up with scoring in waves. They had to battle through some adversity, some hot shooting from LSU. And this team, flat out, has more guys that Michigan's coaching staff, that these teammates trust than LSU, and that's what bared out here tonight.
Yes, it was. You talk about balance. You're talking about next man up mentality, team believing in one another. I mean, everyone that got in chipped in, and this was a team effort and well-deserved. I mean, Michigan pretty much, you have to say, beat them at their game, you know, and did what they needed to do. And for them to sustain runs that they had, you know, most teams would just falter or fold. When you get down 8 or 9, team goes on a 9-2 run. I mean, Michigan was just bouncing back with a 10-0 run of their own. So that just lets you know that it wasn't any lay down on the Wolverines' part.
Sean D. Brown Jr. comes up with his Michigan high of 21 points. And Sean D., I mean, he really struggled in the previous couple of games. Did not score against Texas Southern, battled foul trouble all game. Just 3 points, 1 of 6 from the floor against Ohio State. We all knew he needed to give more, but this was an explosion, and it came at times where Michigan desperately needed a bucket.
Yeah, and he did it on a big stage. And, you know, when I, you know, talk to people about Sean D., they just say, hey, it couldn't happen for a better guy.
Yep.
You know, he say he's a better person than he is a basketball player. So for him, why not be a fan of Sean D's? I thought Sean D came out, was dialed in because he started making those shots early. And what he does on the defensive end, it extended his minutes. And this coaching staff just has all the trust in the world in him, and he came through today.
And Eli Brooks, we all know that he has the capability of doing what he did today. 21 points, 5 of 9 from deep. He is 52% from 3 in the postseason. And this was it was a senior who didn't want to see his career end.
Yeah, well, we call him the professor, and I always say this about Eli. Eli brings a calm about this team. All of a sudden, they go on a 9-2 run, they get down. Who comes through? Who was able to knock down a big shot or come up with a steal? It was the professor, Eli Brooks, and he's a gamer, and he's not going to quit. And those are the type of efforts that you do and how you play when you're a senior, and it's not time for you to quit playing.
Michigan a winner 86-78, and we talked about LSU plus 19 against St. Bonaventure. But Michigan, you felt like, had the advantage. Will Wade said it himself. He said, there's nobody in the SEC like Hunter Dickinson. There's nobody in the SEC like Austin Davis. So they hadn't seen much of this. Michigan plus 7 on that offense, or on the rebounding. They were plus 11 on defensive rebounds. Yeah, there were some O boards for LSU, but they took a bunch of shots. So I understand why to an extent. But Michigan did what they needed to do on that interior.
Yeah, you're not going to take them all away. Sure. And, you know, but Michigan did just enough to get it done. And they scrapped down the stretch. And, you know, it's got to be frustrating when you're one of the top defensive teams in the country and a team goes that long without a turnover. I mean, that's got to be frustrating. But Michigan just kind of hung in there, stayed tough, and got turnovers when they needed to and got those key rebounds down the stretch.
Juwan Howard, Big Ten Coach of the Year. He's won the National Coach of the Year in some outlets. I think he is the National Coach of the Year. He's done so well, but you're measured by what you do in March. He said it himself. This was the unfinished business he returned to Ann Arbor for. He entered a program that had been to three straight Sweet 16s. We don't know what's going to happen. Michigan still has work to do. But to continue that trend, such a high bar for him to do that the way that he has with the players that he has in the type of way that he and this program handle themselves on and off the floor, it's just an incredible notch on the belt. And again, it's just, we talk so much about what he's accomplished. This is another rung.
Yeah, it's just another notch in his belt, if you will. And it's going to be more to come. But, you know, for the players to believe in him, him believe in the players, and you just talk about, you know, the whole COVID pandemic, the way guys have handled themselves. I mean, this has just been unbelievable. I mean, this is a storybook ending. And he's always talked about, you know, how he wants to continue in March, and you're judged in March. And he can speak from it personally because he's been through it, you know, and I'm quite sure a lot of these players are students of the game. So I'm quite sure they've been on YouTube and everything else watching this and understanding, hey, this is what it's all about. It's about getting it done in March.
There's Terry Mills after Michigan takes down the Tigers of LSU. As promised, Sean D. Brown Jr., such a fun young man to root for. And again, you hear the emotion, the excitement in his voice. Great conversation. Hope you enjoy it. Take me through this one. What got Indy out there, and how special was that for you to do that in an NCAA tournament game?
Man, it's amazing, man. I just, you know, my teammates put me in great positions. You know, Eli, Mike, Hunter, everyone on the team put me in great positions to, you know, play my game and, you know, do what I do is shoot the ball. And, you know, like they double teamed Hunter and, you know, we just made a simple play and that was to me. And, you know, I just believed in my shot and, you know, just shot it. So.
Yeah, Sean D, congratulations, man. Well deserved, man. That's why you come and put on the block here, man. I thought you played an excellent game here tonight. From a defensive standpoint, what was your game plan? And you know, when you got a guy like Smart that kind of gets it going and you know that you're contesting those shots and he's still making them, what kind of mindset do you have to have?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's all you can do is play great defense. All you can do is keep him in front and, you know, and have a handball contest. And that's, I feel like that's what I did most of the game. And, you know, he's going to make some tough shots. You know, he's a D1 college basketball player. You know, he's going to, you know, he's supposed to be here. He's going to make tough shots, but I just had to stay the course and not let it happen, you know, repeatedly. So I just, you know, forgot the next play and, you know, just kept him in front. And, you know, he hits a tough shot for me, but, you know, all I can do is handball contest, you know.
Of course, you want Isaiah Livers out there on the floor. It seems like you guys have gotten to a point where you feel like there are things you can do, some creative rotations, some different ways to attack teams without Zay on the floor. How has that evolution gone, and how comfortable do you guys feel now in this kind of new look setup?
Just, you know, we know that we have one man down. Brandon Johns is, you know, stepping up. You know, I'm super proud of him. We knew that we needed him, and even all the bench guys that came off the bench, me, Terrence Williams, Austin Davis, you know, all of us, you know, had to step up a big role. And I feel like all of us did that, especially today. And, you know, like I told Isaiah before every game, we got you, bro. We got your back. We know that he wants to play. He wants to be here. And it's sad that he can't, you know, finish out his senior year the way he wanted to. But, you know, we're all with him and we got his back. So we just knew that everyone has to step up.
Yeah, Sean D, take me through some of those timeouts when all of a sudden LSU hit you guys with a 9-2 run, and then all of a sudden you guys take a timeout, then all of a sudden you guys come back and hit them with a 10-0 run. What was discussed in those timeouts?
Yeah, we just knew we had to calm down. They were talking, you know, a lot of, you know, trash, whatever, anything. We didn't try to get into that. So we just had to play our game. And, you know, like I said, they're a really good team. They made the NCAA tournament. They're going to make runs. We're going to make runs. But, you know, we have to be the ones to stop it. And, you know, we had to start it on defensive end by, you know, keep our man's in front. Their team did a lot of iso balls. So we had to sit down and guard like we do every day in practice. And, you know, have our brothers back, which is being in the gaps and rotating if one kid beats off the dribble. And that's what we did. So,
when you were looking for a new place to play, when you committed to Michigan, and when you're going through those off-season workouts with so much uncertainty, was the idea, was the potential of this motivating you? And if so, did this live up to what your expectations and your hopes were?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, when I committed to Michigan, you know, before I committed, I'd done a lot of research on their program. I watched all the games they played last year, and I could see myself fitting in that role and, you know, just contributing and helping to the team any way as possible. And, you know, like when I first got up here, the first day on campus, we were playing pickup and everything. And I'm like, yo, I don't see anybody that can stop us. When I could see what Hunter was doing, what he can do as a freshman, and Franz, what he was doing, Mike, you know, coming in as a, you know, experienced point guard, Eli, experienced. He's been in the national championship Final Four before. I'm like, I don't see no one can stop us. So I'm like, you know, this is living up to my expectations for sure.
Well, Sean, you definitely came through for the Wolverines here today. And I don't read the future or anything, but I always say if he hits his first shot, he's going to get it going. And when you hit that first shot, I say they're in for a long night. Do you kind of feel that same way, or is that the confidence that you have once you nail that first one?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's crazy. I was just thinking about that like the other day. Like, you know, it's been happening since, like, I don't know, like my freshman year of college, since when I was at Wake Forest. But, you know, even when I missed my few shots, you know, I tend to, you know, stay aggressive and keep it going and things like that. But today, you know, I made my first shot, and, you know, like the coach told me, stay aggressive, you know, play your game. You know, you get an open shot, you shoot it. Like, I don't need to change nothing up. You know, I have a nice shot. So, but yeah. Even, you know, I just got to stay aggressive no matter what happens in the game.
Awesome to watch you do that. Awesome to watch you and your teammates accomplish that. Congratulations, Sean D. We really appreciate it. Go enjoy it.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Let's finish up our interviews here on this victorious postgame edition with the head coach, Juwan Howard. What was it like to absorb those punches from LSU and pull this one out?
Man, it's about, you know, how to keep the mental toughness during times when teams make runs, and some of the shots they were making were contested shots. But I knew it from the time when I watched film and also shared with the guys that they were going to make some bombs and, you know, some long threes, some shots that's going to be tough shots that you can test, handball contest, but let's make sure that we do not foul them by giving them any free throws. But we'll have our moments to make a run, and we got stops when we needed it.
Yeah, Coach, Cameron Thomas was able to get it going early in the game. And, you know, what do you tell your players when a player is getting it going like that? How do you kind of slow them down? I mean, you and I kind of old school. We got different ways of kind of handling that. You know, kind of, hey, we're going to make him feel it next time that that he puts one up. What was your guys' mentality once he got going?
Stay the course, man. Continue to keep guarding. Try to keep him in front. No blow-bys, backline help defense. If you happen to get past, you know, the guy that's guarding him, let's be ready to jump wall and not foul him and send him to the free throw line. He's going to make some shots that you're going to be like, oh, wow. You know, that's because the kid is talented. Give him credit. He's a scorer. When a scorer, they have the scoring mentality, they have the confidence, they knowing that, you know, they're going to get the ball every time down the floor. You have that comfort level. You have that confidence where, some shots that you're going to take step backs, you know, it's going to go in because he's done it before. It's not his first rodeo.
Eli Brooks, you've called him the glue guy. He seems like such a stabilizing force. He's always had the offensive ability that he showed here today. What did you see from him as he unlocked that and really helped to navigate some of those difficult waters?
Man, he took shots that was open. And like I said to all our guys, you know, when you open, let it fly. And then there's no reason to play safe today. You know, let's go out and let's compete. Let's be aggressive, be smart aggressive. But also, let's also attack the paint. And Eli, you know, he's been here before. You know, he allowed the game to come to him, and he, you know, was aggressive in moments when he had to be. And that's, you know, that's what you get for a guy who is smart player, glue guy that knows how to play.
Yeah, Coach, different players had it going offensively at different times, and I kind of watch you work the sideline a little bit, and you stayed in Franz's ear, giving him a boost of confidence. I'd imagine it was pretty much saying, hey, we're not going to go away from you. You're going to make some things happen, and all of a sudden he came through. What was that conversation like?
It was about, you know, that you are one of the best ball players in college basketball. And, you know, I'm going to keep coming to you. And, you know, when he got his third foul, we set him down. Then I brought him back in. And I told him, stay aggressive out there and stay aggressive defensively. And I'm not going to take you out if you get your fourth foul. You're going to play through it. Yeah. And offensively, I ran the sets for him, because I know big-time players step up at big-time moments. And he made shots at the end, and whether it was drives or the three that he made, you know, that shows his level of confidence and resolve, the resolve part that gets me. Because, you know, in the first half, you know, he struggled. He struggled with making plays. He turned it over. I told him, hey, man, stay the course. And he did that.
Lastly, before we let you go, what was that experience like for you and your team celebrating a chance to go to the Sweet 16? I have to imagine that was a pretty special moment.
Well, you know, the big celebration is four more games, four more wins. So, yeah, they deserve to celebrate today. We're going to enjoy this victory one game at a time, man. That's what it's about.
Well, Coach, you talked about packing for the long haul. Is tomorrow laundry day?
Tomorrow is laundry day. I told him that you change your sheets. You also remove the towels. Go get some fresh towels. Make up your bed so you can get nice and comfy. Because, and then all your dirty clothes, we're going to send them to laundry and clean them. We have to enjoy home. This is home for us. Let's get comfortable at home.
Other duties as assigned. Coach, we appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Thank you, fellas. Y'all stay safe, man.
The most exciting laundry day ever, right there. Michigan remaining in the bubble, staying in Indianapolis at least until early next week, as Michigan has punched its ticket to the Sweet 16 to face off with Florida State. Don't know the time of that one on Sunday as this one is released, but we do know it will be Sunday, and the Elite Eight will be on Tuesday. Other side of the regional will be Alabama or UCLA. Boy, the Bruins advancing from the first four to the Sweet 16. Alabama took down Maryland here on Monday. They've looked the part. They beat LSU in the SEC Tournament Championship game. It is a battle. There's been a lot of other chaos around the brackets, but this region has stayed pretty stable. You got your Cinderella and UCLA. Not really your typical Cinderella, not your Abilene Christian or Oral Roberts or Ohio or whoever it might be, North Texas, but it certainly is a double-digit seed. Anyways, Michigan and Florida State coming up. We'll have continuing coverage of that. Michigan women's basketball taking on Tennessee on Tuesday in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Chance for Kim Barnes-Rico and the Wolverines to reach the Sweet 16 for the first time ever. Hoping for a 4-0 start for Michigan basketball in the NCAA tournament. That'll do it for me, Brian Bush. Thanks to Juwan Howard, to Terry Mills, to Sean D. Brown Jr., Tom Weirot doing excellent work helping us out inside the bubble. And a thanks to our presenting sponsor, ApsoPure. ApsoPure, the official bottled water of Michigan athletics, and the presenting sponsor of Michigan basketball's postseason journey. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. Michigan a winner. Go Blue.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGoBlue Podcasts. The preceding is a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.